Editor's note: Walken Seafood was cleared of all the charges on September 10 following an 11-day trial. A seafood processing company from Quadra Island could face steep fines if found guilty after being charged with three violations of Canada's Fisheries Act related to the illegal fishing of prawns. Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, filed charges on March 6, 2024 in BC Provincial Court against Walken Seafood Limited for allegedly possessing prawns that were sold or possessed unlawfully, violating Section 33 of the Fisheries Act. This offence, which could result in a fine of up to $500,000, and prison time of up to 2 years for a second offence, reportedly occurred between June 8 and 10, 2023, at or near Quadra Island, according to court documents obtained by Campbell River Mirror. Walken is also charged with purchasing prawns that were sold or possessed unlawfully, violating Section 33 of the Fisheries Act. This offence could also warrant a fine of up to $500,000, along with a potential prison sentence of up to 2 years for a second offence. These activities allegedly occurred at or near Quadra Island from June 8 to 10, 2023. DFO is also asserting that, from June 9 to 10, 2023, Walken obstructed or hindered a fishery officer, which is an offence that could also be fined up to $500,000 in prison time for a second offence of up to 2 years. Past offences for obstructing a DFO fishery officer in the province have led to hefty fines. In March 2021, Richmond-based Tenshi Seafood Limited, its co-owner, and a supplier were found guilty of obstruction, leading to combined fines of $110,000, according to a DFO media release from 2022. The next scheduled court dates include a pre-trial conference on May 15 and another pre-trial appearance on June 16. The trial is scheduled for July 14 to 16, July 22 to 25, and Sept. 2-4 in Campbell River Provincial Court. Walken, which also distributes seafood wholesale, produces wild sockeye, chum, and pink salmon in BC. In 2001, it added spot prawns to its product offerings. The website boasts being a leading exporter of BC spot prawns to the US and Asian markets. None of the allegations have been proven in court.